You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Welcome in. Brand new week. It is a Monday here in Eastern Iowa. Gym Class coming your way, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon on 107.5 and 1600 AM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, across the table. Isaac Elzinga on the other side of the glass, our trusty producer and terrific producers. We got a good show coming up for you. We'll wrap up what happened in the sports weekend, talking about that. It's a big night for Isaac and the rest of the NBA tonight as the NBA draft lottery goes off tonight. Wednesday, it's the NFL schedule release. Already leaks out there. Most of the international games have been revealed, and more on that coming up, and more. Stay with us. Going to have a good hour of programming. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that's also 319-366-1600 on a warm and sunny day here in Eastern Iowa. Hope you had a good weekend. We hope all the mothers had a good Mother's Day weekend out there.
Had a great weekend, a combination of Mother's Day and a birthday and brother and wife coming back from Hurricane Helene territory, and good to catch up with them. But, yeah, great weekend, and afternoon to you and everyone. It's a big night for Isaac. It's actually a pretty good sports week with the PGA, the Preakness, the WNBA starting, and a big Iowa baseball series at the end of the week.
Huge. Biggest one that Iowa baseball has had in a long, long time in the Big Ten. Dare I say that? And we'll talk about the Hawks coming up here in just a little bit as well. Hi, Isaac. Where's your Utah Jazz t-shirt?
Most of my Jazz merch are sweatshirts, and it's a little bit too hot outside for sweatshirts today. So nothing quite, I don't know, fitting the weather. Also, I would probably just jinx them anyway. So, also, the Jazz have never had the number one overall pick. So, I am sort of now mentally preparing that the season of terrible basketball all led to nothing. But I'm still a little bit hopeful. I am 14% hopeful. That is the way I'll put it.
I mean, that's I hope Utah gets it for your sake and gets Cooper Flagg, because it's not, I don't think, a very deep draft in terms of instant impact players in the NBA draft. But 14%, I think three teams hold that percentage. But, you know, if I'm playing Texas Hold'em and I'm going to the river with a 14% chance of winning, I'm either trying to bluff the other person out of the hand, but you don't have that opportunity in the NBA draft.
No, I am hoping for number one, because like you said, Utah can't really attract talent. So the best way that they're, the only way the Jazz are ever going to have a sort of top three player in the league is through the draft, and I can't sit through another terrible season like I sat through this year.
You have the mammoth, though, now.
I do have the mammoth, and they got a lot of young pieces on there, so I'm excited about them. But the Jazz, the only way they're actually going to attract or have anyone who is franchise-altering is through the draft. And I do think the top three, I'm okay with top three pick, just because, from my understanding, it's flags somewhat of a drop-off. 2 and 3 being Bailey and Dylan Harper, significant drop off after that talent wise, and then I don't know where the Jazz go from there. So as long as it's in the top three, I'll be somewhat happy. But really need one just because you need a franchise alter to turn that situation around right now.
I'm going to tell you this right now. At 3:10 on Monday, May 12, 2025, stay away from the two Rutgers kids. Mm. And somebody in 5 years is going to be playing this on the social media channel because it's going to be one of those freezing cold takes. Mm-hmm. Some idiot in Iowa said, don't take Ace Bailey and Harper. And they did not impress me.
I think Bailey looked pretty good. I think he can play as a guard and like a primary scorer in the next, because I think he averaged like 17 a game. So I think defensively he'll struggle. But even though he is fairly long for a point guard or a guard, I do think if I were to pick between the two, I would rather have Ace Bailey just based off of his guard size, speed, and his scoring ability. He has a pretty high offensive upside, in my opinion.
Now, how does this bingo thing work? I mean, it's not just one ball. It's a series of four balls. What's up with that?
I honestly don't know.
It's called drama, Mark.
It was a lot easier for me to understand when I was first learning about the draft lottery and stuff, and it used to be envelopes. So that was a lot easier for me to understand. I have no clue how this one works. I know there's like a million different possibilities or different combinations for who gets the... How the ping pong ball
We should know, but Spencer on sports coming up at 4.
This is drama because, you know, back in the day with the envelopes, it was just very cut and dry. And now you need to have it an hour long or whatever it is. You need to have it more filled with drama and intrigue. You need to have more teams with more opportunities. I mean, it used to be if you were the number one, if you were the team with the worst record, more often than not, you were pretty assured of getting the number 25%.
25%.
Right.
If I could be wrong on that, I think it was around 25%.
And now I think that's why they changed it.
Yeah, they did. I mean, because, you know, it was cut in half. Hey, the NFL's done pretty well over the years with just going by how you finished last year. Hockey's done pretty well. Major League Baseball, yeah, for the most part. It's not as exciting. Right? It's not as exciting when you don't have a draft lottery.
Yeah, it is a little bit more exciting. It also, like you said, it was meant to sort of de-incentivize tanking. That just clearly hasn't worked. Like, the job is not being done. Like, you look at what the Jazz were doing this year. There were games where six of their top sort of seven players were all injured, and I don't think that was a coincidence when you see who they were playing against. So, although it was... initially, I think a good idea, it just hasn't prevented tanking at all. So I think at some point you kind of just got to, I don't want to say embrace it, but accept the reality that teams are going to tank when there's sort of high value draft prospects coming out.
I cannot deny that. Cyclone Tim says, you're a Jeff Hornacek fan, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I know he had the free throw routine where was it three fingers that he would wipe close to his face or something like that?
I believe so. It's been a while since I've seen
it. It was for his kids, something
Jeff
like that.
Jeff Hornacek shoot free throws, but the former Cyclone. You are a fan of Jeff Hornacek. So, Tim, yes, Isaac is a big Hornacek fan. Have to be.
Yeah, he did a lot. Obviously, no championship came out of his tenure there, but got him close.
It was that was a great core team. When they had Malone, Hornacek, Stockton, man. One for what possibly could have been a little bit of a push-off. Mm-hmm. They might have won. Speaking of that, Michael Jordan's going to be on the NBA on NBC this year. How's that for a segue? Pushing off from Utah to the NBA on NBC as an analyst for Michael Jordan. He's not going to be at the actual arena, but for some of the pre-games. And apparently NBC is going to have a bunch of primetime games, couple a week throughout the NBA season, if you're a fan of the association for next year.
I'm excited for NBC's coverage. I think they're...
I was until they got rid of Night Court.
I think they are... the things that I've read, the things I've seen, seems like they are listening to what fans have kind of been asking for. Like, I know it's so small, but something like showing the the pregame lineups or whatever, and having like the introducing lineups, like stuff like that, does get fans more engaged and feel, I don't know, like they're at the game, I guess is the best way to describe it. I don't really know, but they've kind of gone away from that, and I am excited to see stuff like that back.
Yeah. 2537 on the text line says, at least you don't have the worst record for 5 years and never get the number one pick like their Pistons.
Yeah, that was some rough. Hey, they're better now. They came through, and Cade is actually turning into something, and that was it without Jaden Ivey for most of this season. So, you know, bright future.
I like Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Oklahoma State for 1 year. 319-366-1600. Troy says that the Saints are tanking for Arch Manning this year. That'd be a great storyline if Arch went to where Archie was playing all those years in anonymity for horrible New Orleans Saints team. Sorry, Cajun Troy.
I want to know if Troy wants Aaron Rodgers. That's available now.
I can answer that question without even consulting with Troy. No. Oh, wow. 319-366-1600. As the NBA and the NHL playoffs continue, we'll have Thursday night, we'll have a game from ESPN for you. And we don't know the time yet, but we do know it's going to be Denver and Oklahoma City. They are assured of a game six, which is going to be coming up on Thursday night. So should be a good one. That's been a good series here so far. 316 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. What went on this weekend during Mother's Day? Well, Sepp Straka winning the Truest at the Philadelphia Cricket Club was big. Not quite. It was big for Sepp Straka. Huge for Sepp Straka as he pocketed $3.6 million, but maybe more bigger for his caddy, Mark. Not the regular caddy for Sepp Straka, who was out with, I believe, sickness or injury, one of the two. They talked about it a couple times on the broadcasts over the weekend, but put out an SOS for one of his former teammates. And an interesting story right there, but all ended up good for that former teammate.
Yeah, he ended up skipping U.S. Open qualifying to carry Sepp Straka's bag and consequently made about $350,000 to $400,000. That's unconfirmed, but players usually pay about 10% of the purse to the caddy. He did very well, and he may have found a new profession.
Drew Mathers is the gentleman's name. And, yeah, he was going to be one of the people that tried to get into the world's most democratic tournament. That would be the United States Open. Instead, pulled out of local qualifying. More on that coming up during the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. And decided to caddy for his friend, Sepp Straka. And as you said, Sepp wins $3.6 million. Usually the caddy gets 10% of the winnings. That's a cool $360,000 for carrying the bag. Maybe, you know, reading a putt occasionally here or there. He did. He's a good golfer, obviously. And whatever Sepp decides to give Drew on the side for helping out a little bit. So I think he made the right decision.
Good week's work.
I think he made the right decision. Got to see the Philadelphia Cricket Club. It's not a hard walking course. Tees and greens are very close to one another. I'd have done it for half of the $360,000.
At least.
If Sepp just wanted to give me a call. Wasn't the case. I don't know Sepp. Good win, though.
It was. Outlasted Shane Lowry, and both hit great shots from their less than ideal lies on the 18th hole, but Straka prevailed, and now we go into the PGA Championship, and I don't know that Straka is going to be a big contender. All the storylines are going to be Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth, among others, but he's hot.
And a good player, too. He was a good, solid player at the University of Georgia, which has produced so many good tourney, good PGA pros over the years. I still am going to ask the question, Thomas, McIlroy, and Scheffler or the field?
I wouldn't even put Thomas in that category.
Not?
I mean, he finished tied for second in this particular event.
But he's won twice at Quail Hollow.
And he's done well. He likes that course. Rory likes Quail Hollow, too.
He's won four times.
Scheffler wins a lot. So I think you have to go to the top two, but I wouldn't discount Thomas. I just wouldn't put him in their category.
I think if Thomas would have hit a couple more fairways and didn't miss a putt on 16, he might have got into a playoff in that thing. We'll see. Matt on the text line, can you imagine if the Spurs get the number one pick? Ooh, Wemby and Cooper Flagg.
This is some next level type of greed that I'm hearing from Spurs fans.
What's their percentage?
I think it's 7-ish%. I could be wrong.
We've had teams with less than 2% of a chance to get that number one pick, and they have pulled it off over the years.
The Spurs have 6%. Yeah, I mean, like the Bulls in the Derrick Rose draft, was it 1.5?
One and a half, I believe it was, and they ended up with Derrick Rose. And Spurs' new coach, Greg Popovich, not there anymore after retiring. Wasn't there this year, basically, anyway. But man, that'd be an NBA super team right there.
For a long time. Not just one season, be a super team for a long, long time.
Cajun Troy weighing in, Mark, with an emphatic no.
I expected that.
As far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned. And the PGA this week, we'll have live updates on Thursday through Sunday from Quail Hollow. Really looking forward to it. It's a good golf course. They've tried to lengthen it a little bit. Par 71, which it usually plays for the former, now the Truist, former Wells Fargo. Hard to keep up with all the sponsorships, but it'll be back there next year. And it is just a really, really fun course. Too bad if you had tickets today because inclement weather and they did not allow any spectators onto the grounds today. Now, I'm sure that they come up with a compensatory way to help you out, either maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
They don't consult Augusta National, evidently.
They do not. They do not. Although Augusta came up with the they had some backup plan for when they had a rain out about a month ago. Yeah. Give me the field, says Cyclone Tim. Too many great golfers nowadays. I would go with you 99.7% of the time. I think this week I'm taking one of those three.
I haven't decided yet. I'm trying to decide if I should like the rotation that is in place these days. The PGA used to be the last major.
Correct.
And I'm not sure I do like it. Maybe I'm too much of a traditionalist because it was the Masters, the U.S. Open, the Open, and the PGA. And it just seems odd that the PGA is this week.
Yeah, the PGA going to May has really cut down on the number of venues it can visit. Not a lot of northern venues now are going to be visited by any of the majors, and that's a shame. That's probably the U.S. Open's going to be headed to Michigan in a few years, up there once again. I know that, and I think the PGA is going to Baltusrol in like 3 or 4 years down the road. So there are a couple one-offs in there, but nothing like the Wisconsins and whatnot back in the day. That we're in the rotation. So we don't get to see as much golf, which is too bad. 319-366-1600-324. We're going to get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Give you a chance to enter into the Spring into Cash giveaway. And today, we have to give away here on the Gym Class two general admission tickets to the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. Going to be giving those away coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We got a trivia question We're giving you the tickets. You'll have to find a place to stay. We're giving you ample time to find a place. Probably not going to be in Indianapolis proper unless you want to spend a lot of dough. So, but you can find some nice places outside, or if you want to go with the, you know, little Verbo in the Circle City, that's fine. Whatever you do. But we have the tickets for you. And if you find your way over there, you are in great shape. And we're going to give those away coming up in about 10 minutes with a trivia question. Not a simple trivia question, but not an overly difficult trivia question. Came up with that yesterday, and I think it's a good one. So we'll do that in about 10 minutes or so. And again, please only call in if you can use the tickets. Love to have somebody get the experience of going to the Indianapolis 500. Even if you are not a race fan, it is a bucket list item, once in a lifetime, et cetera, because if you like racing or if you just like people watching, it is fun. So we're going to do that coming up in a little bit.
There will be more people there than a regular NASCAR race. Let's put it that
Ooh-wee.
Way.
Ooh-wee. There was a not
scant crowd in Kansas.
It was not a great crowd at the Kansas Speedway yesterday, and just wondering if that is going to have any influence with that. Kansas was the roadblock to the Iowa Speedway getting a NASCAR race for so many years. They said, you give a race to Newton, this is what's going to happen, and it's kind of happening now.
Well, it's Mother's Day weekend, it's graduation season. Maybe that had some effect, but this is... NASCAR isn't what it was 15, 20 years ago.
Some tracks get some very good crowds, but there wasn't a great crowd at Kansas yesterday. 1731 is on Team Scotty, Rory, and Justin. I think that's a great question. I think that is a great wager. We'll talk more about that.
Are you going to back the wagers or... You're not taking wagers, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. This is just for fun.
Okay.
This is just for fun. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back after we get a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark. And it's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. They're a classic local American restaurant. Dine-in, curbside pickup, or delivery. And they are open from 4 to 11 Monday through Saturday. What do we got?
Local qualifying tournaments for the U.S. Open are taking place at 23 sites around the country today. One of them is Cedar Rapids Country Club, where 76 players are vying for 4 spots in final qualifying. Play is nearly completed, if not totally completed, last check. Iowa player Gage Messingham finished at 3 under par 69 for a medalist. Solon veteran pro Sean McCarty will advance. He shot 1 under par 71. Junior Alvarado, the jockey for Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty, was fined 20% of his pay, $60,000, for violations during that race. Alvarado was found to have cropped the horse 8 times during the race, which is 2 above the limit. The Cedar Rapids Colonels begin a 6-game homestand tomorrow with the Peoria Chiefs. The Colonels split a series at Beloit and currently stand 1 game behind Quad Cities in the Midwest League West Division. And finally, state high schools are mourning the passing of Bernie Saga, the executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, for nearly 40 years. Saga died at the age of 96.
He was a pioneer. He headed up the Iowa High School Athletic Association for a long, long time, through the 80s, into the 90s, and into the new century. And just a tremendous individual, did a lot of things for the Iowa High School Athletic Association. So we wish him and his family the best at this time. 319-366-1600. Going to get you... a break. Come back. We'll give away those Indianapolis 500 general admission tickets. Pair of them going out to a winner. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. But right now, it's time for your chance to enter the Spring into Cash giveaway with 1600 ESPN. We've teamed up with a national contest to give our listeners a chance to win a $5,000 prize with the keyword. Go to KGYMRadio.com right now and enter that word into the entry form for your chance to win. Today's winning keyword is slide. Slide is today's keyword. Full contest rules are available at the website at KGYMRadio.com. We'll take a break, come back, and got some baseball to discuss, and we'll give away those Indianapolis 500 tickets when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there's going to be plenty of sunshine today with just a few passing clouds this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s and it'll be a bit breezy as well. Tonight, the breeze remains. Those clouds will still be coming on by and temperatures drop down to a low around 60. Tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures in the low 80s, a bit more humidity, and some spotty showers possible in the afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
We've said it for years. We want to give you our best price or most competitive price up front, and now Ford's brought that to the table.
Just makes you feel good.
Patrick Eads and Terry Adams with Deary Ford.
It's a true Ford employee pricing plan.
As if you work for Ford or you're a retiree from Ford.
You could walk in and buy a new Ford for less money than I could purchase one for.
I have never seen Ford do a sale like this.
The From America for America event through June 2nd.
Shop Deary Ford, Iowa City.
When we say here for you, we mean it.
It's a great deal.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, where they have no ordinary chicken. That's right. Pick up chicken that's never ordinary. It's ready to eat for tonight's dinner, or you can buy it cold, sealed, fresh for tomorrow's lunch. They love to make life easier for you. It's no ordinary chicken, whether you have chicken tenders or boneless wings or the crispy chicken sandwich. $3.39 right now at your neighborhood Quick Star. Stop on by. They are full of flavor and perfect for any time during the day. And also some great specials going on right now. Nature's Touch Butter, 1 pound, $2.99, limit two. The Quickery Buns, hamburger, hot dog, or brat, 8 count, 2 for $3, limit four. And Bananas, jumbo onions, and baking potatoes, 29 cents per pound, limit 10 pounds. All available right now when you stop by at your neighborhood Quick Star.
You only have 5 months until Windows 10 support ends. We can help. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. Our special Windows 11 evaluation means we'll come to your business, check every computer, and let you know which ones can handle this crucial software upgrade and which ones need to be replaced. With prices and supply chains in continual flux, you'll want to get your company's plan in place ASAP. Go to ncsei.com and click on Windows 11 Evaluation to get started.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long. Proudly presented by Fleming Irrigation. Get ready to fly the W and see kgymradio.com for scheduled games.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ, J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Evan Cohen here. When the draft clock is ticking, you've got to pick the best talent, regardless of position, to fit your team's needs. Well, if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the best talent for any of your roles. That's why you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology hustles to find qualified candidates for your job immediately. And if you see a standout candidate, ZipRecruiter lets you personally invite them to apply. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/sports. That's ZipRecruiter.com/sports.
3:34, back with you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark, and Isaac with you. We will talk some baseball coming up in just a little bit. Tomorrow, Jim Nelson is going to join us, and we're going to talk UNI football. Brand new sheriff in town this year for the Panthers, and we'll see how spring went with Jim Nelson of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. So we will talk about that coming up on Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll talk a little fantasy baseball. And then our friend Barry Abrams will join us on Thursday to talk about the sovereignty-less Preakness. No Triple Crown coming up this year. All right, we have a pair of general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500 that we are going to give away to one of our listeners right now. Again, we're going to do a trivia question. Not too easy, not too difficult. I think it's right there in the meaty part of the curve, so we will see. I will give you a hint. It is not a driver question. It has to do with broadcasting. Broadcasting. So get that in the back recesses of your mind. And we'll give you the question coming up here in just a moment. Again, please only call if you or somebody you know can use the tickets. That is our only stipulation here on the show here today. All right, Isaac, you said he's got the answer.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. We'll take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. You will get the first crack at answering our Indianapolis 500 trivia question dealing with broadcasting. And here it is. Who was the famous first radio voice of the Indianapolis 500 from 1952 to 1976? 76 was his last call of the 500. Who was that very famous voice? 319-366-1600, and we'll take caller number 6 start off. Mark, you know what the answer is?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I wasn't born in 52, so.
Actually, it was on the network when it was Mutual Broadcasting Network back to 1946, and then took over when the Speedway did it, and the former WIBC in Indianapolis in 1952, and held that position through 1976 before he passed away in 1977.
Did Cronkite do that? Or
no.
No.
Okay. It was not Walter Cronkite.
All right.
I think we have our answer. We do. All right. We've got our answer. So thanks to everybody for calling in. Isaac has given me the thumbs up. And we will present the winner and the answer to said question. Was that too easy, Mark, or too difficult? Was that right in the meaty part of the curve?
It depends on the person you're asking.
Alex, you got it right on the text line. You got it right. 319-366-1600. We'll find out who the winner is coming up in just a moment. And then we'll talk some baseball. A lot of things going on in the major leagues. Iowa baseball, we'll get to that coming up as the Hawkeyes and Oregon State played, well, 2.5. Mm-hmm. 2.5 games over at Principal Park in Des Moines. Very unusual way for that to come to an end. I don't know if it was good or bad, to be honest with you, for the Hawkeyes. Dropped the first two to Oregon State and then played one of those unusual ties. And you don't see that very often in sports anymore, but a time constraint tie yesterday at Des Moines Principal Park because Oregon State had a charter flight that they had to get to, conveniently enough, although they could have won.
Can you imagine Iowa football tying it up against UCLA and in a night game on a Friday night? Sorry, guys. It's not going to happen. Iowa football does charter, and this is commercial. I get all that, but it shouldn't have been a tie. It doesn't matter because the RPI is unchanged for Iowa. It's still 67 in the country. Oregon State's RPI didn't change despite winning two games. It's still number 6. So at the end of the day, what matters is this weekend.
Iowa and Oregon, biggest Big Ten baseball series for Iowa in many, many years. Coming up this weekend against the, I believe, the 5th-rated Oregon Ducks. And That will be down at Duane Banks Field. That is going to be fun. I think there's going to be a big, big crowd. All right, who is the winner of the two general admission tickets to the 500?
That would be Trevor in Hiawatha.
All right, Trevor, I'll see you there. I'll wave to you. No, I'm just kidding. I will wave to you, but you're not going to see me.
You already answered the...
I am not. The question was, who was the voice, first voice, radio voice of the Indianapolis 500 from 1952 to 1976? Mark?
My brother, a big NASCAR fan, texted me, and I don't want to throw it out there if he's wrong, but I'll share it with you if he's right.
Okay. The great Sid Collins. I can't say it's screen. Your screen went out. Sid Collins, your brother got it right. And Trevor got it right as well. So thanks to everybody that called in, and have a good time over there.
I think that was a solid question. Seems like we got some, I don't know for sure, but it sounds like we got
Alex on the text line got it.
All right. So yeah, it seems like it was a pretty solid question.
So it was not too easy and not too difficult.
It was achievable.
Achievable. Very Googleable. If your fingers are quick. Very, very easy to do. But all right. Congratulations. We'll see you in Indianapolis in a couple of weeks. A little less than a couple of weeks. We'll have Mark Janes on too, coming up, not this week, but next week, and preview the 500. Gonna be a good one, with Kyle Larson there from the NASCAR doing the double. Hopefully he can get all 1,100 miles in this year. Didn't quite get there last year.
Alex Palou coming off from win.
Yeah, he's been absolutely dominant so far. And I don't know if anyone's going to beat him. This is an oval, though. Mm-hmm. Those were street courses and road courses. So we will see. 319-366-1600. We were talking about baseball, Hawkeyes, with their series coming up against Oregon. If you can't get to Duane Banks Field, all three of those games are going to be televised, including nationally Friday night. Well, Big Ten Network is national as well, but FS1.
One of the Fox stations.
One of the Fox stations. It's not Big Fox, but it's one or two is going to be carrying the game on Friday night, and then the Big Ten Network will carry Saturday and Sunday's games. And Iowa still leads the Big Ten right now. Over what, one game over UCLA?
Iowa's 21-6, one game ahead of UCLA, which is 20-7. Oregon is at 19-8. So the scenarios are Iowa finishes anywhere from first to third. To shut out Oregon, Iowa needs to just win once. But all eyes are going to be on the West Coast. UCLA is hosting Northwestern, which is 12-15 in the Big Ten. So you have to think UCLA is in a pretty good position to take at least two, if not all three, against the Wildcats. So then it's incumbent upon Iowa to, if UCLA sweeps, Iowa needs to win two to tie for the championship. And since they didn't play each other during the regular season, I'm not sure about the tiebreakers.
I have no idea.
Probably goes to RPI, and in that case, UCLA would be the number one seed for the Big Ten tournament.
Farthest removed from the Rose Bowl. Those days are done, right? That was always an easy one for football. And Iowa took advantage of a couple
of
those.
Going back there, dude.
Farthest removed from a College World Series appearance. That would help Iowa as well. Other baseball in the majors, Mark. How about it for our American League Central, huh? Four of the five teams over 500, I will not divulge the fifth team and the only team that is not over 500. Although, since His Holiness has taken over, 2-1 now.
You're going to play that card.
Yes, I am. We got something going for us. As the White Sox took two out of three from those pesky Miami Marlins over the weekend, which stay in Chicago to take on the Cubs tonight. In a game that we'll have for you here on 1600 ESPN, right after Spencer on Sports, which follows us from 4 until 6. But Detroit is on a heater. Minnesota, your Twins are on a heater right now, Mark. 8 in a row.
Yeah, and like 14 out of 19. And against You know, the sweep against Baltimore, Baltimore's really struggling, and I was happy with that. But then to sweep San Francisco over the weekend, I mean, San Francisco's going to be in the race in the NL West all year. The Twins are getting very good pitching, and that's not what I expected. I don't think a lot of Twins fans expected, but their starting pitching has been among the best, if not the best, in baseball over this short stretch. Whether they can continue that remains to be seen, but I like it now. Cardinal fans are also liking what's happening.
Yeah, they are. From the Department of Corrections, the Iowa-Oregon series is Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Correct.
So I apologize for that. Thank you, 2401, for that. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for Iowa and Oregon baseball. So it helps if Oregon has a Sunday flight, they can get out of there. That's still crazy. 319-366-1600. Yeah, Cardinals. Where did they come from? Eight in a row. Cubs right now kind of leveling off a little bit. They weren't going to hit that well all year. Colin Ray goes tonight. The Cascade native against the Miami Marlins. So we'll see how the Cubs do. But they're one game out. The Cardinals are. Milwaukee, 3. Cincinnati, 3.5. Pittsburgh, not going well for them at the present time. The other division in baseball with 4 teams over 500, of course, the National League West, where the Dodgers, with only a 1-game lead over San Diego, who's been playing very good baseball. And don't look now. Do not look now. But ever since their, 0-8 start, or 1-8, or 1-9, something like that, the Atlanta Braves have played really good baseball.
That's why you don't get excited early in the year, good or bad. It's such a long season. I mean, what do you got, 120 games left?
Yep, we're at the quarter pole right now.
That's a lot.
We're at the quarter pole right now, and it is a long season, but, man, it starts to get going until you get to July and August, especially if you're 32 out or something like that, and then things tend to grind to a halt a little bit more. Trust me, I know that feeling from a year ago.
Yeah, and schedules get, you know, easy, harder, depends. The Cubs have the Marlins and the White Sox this week. Doesn't mean, you know, they're going to sweep both series by any means, but it's better than playing the Dodgers and the
and the Padres.
The Padres. But you can't play Colorado every week, and you don't play the Dodgers every week. So, I mean, in the end, it all balances out. There's going to be ebbs and flows like we just talked about with the Twins and Cardinals. You don't expect that to continue. But, you know, as far as the Cubs go, it's going to be interesting with a couple pitchers down, one for the season. Cade Horton, the top pitching prospect for the Cubs, came on. It was kind of a bullpen game. He came on in the second inning in his debut, and I thought pitched pretty well. I was impressed, except for a 3-run homer he gave up. But, you know, that's going to be the challenge for the Cubs, and I still don't discount the Brewers, which
hosts my pick.
They host the Twins this weekend, so Spencer and I go mano-a-mano this
weekend. Mano-a-mano this weekend. Do you agree with the firing of Bud Black of the Colorado Rockies? Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, had a very interesting line about the Colorado Rockies and their former manager. Second manager to be fired already, a quarter of the way into 2025. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Casey Stengel?
He said, I don't think Casey Stengel could change that outcome. Well, Davey, the Pope couldn't change that outcome.
2-1 since the Pope has taken over.
It's just a bad organization right now, and Black is a good baseball man, and he had a couple nice teams early on, and then they've just fallen off. You know, he always fires the manager. You don't fire the players. You don't fire the owner. You sometimes fire the GM, but it's just not a good organization right now. 7-33, and since what your White Sox did last year. You got to be rooting for the Colorado Rockies to lose.
White Sox are ahead of pace of a year ago. That's all I'm concerned about at this present time.
Just comparing them to the White Sox of last year.
I know. Before we get to a break here, can I give my one a stat of the day? Besides the fact that the caddy made $360,000.
I'll allow it.
For a weekend. Here's all you need to know about run differential. The Padres and the Rockies played this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The Padres outscored Colorado by 15, but lost one of those games. They lost yesterday. Because it was 21-0 or something like that on Saturday. Was that right, Isaac? 21-0?
Yes.
You keep track of your Rockies.
Well, I mean, I was scrolling through ESPN and I was just scrolling down and I saw that the score on that, and it was a little eye-grabbing.
Well, I think the run differential is very accurate. The Rockies are like -136 through 40 games, which would lead you to believe they're pretty bad, and they are. But I know what you're saying. It's not the end all by any means.
No, because you've got games where you're going to throw an infielder or a catcher. I saw a catcher pitch in Cleveland against the Boston Red Sox, and it's going to get a little cattywampus right there. Matt, you are not offending me at all, saying that the only thing that the Cubs have going their way is that they've had the toughest schedule to start in baseball and look pretty good. Now we'll see if they don't play down to the competition. No offense, Scott.
True.
And none taken. We'll see. White Sox and the Cubs starting on Friday. We will be off on Friday during that afternoon game. We'll see what happens. Marlins and the White Sox for the Cubs at home this week. All right, we'll take a break, come back, wrap things up for you right after this here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
This grand facility has fallen silent, but only for a few hours. From the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, this is Mark James. Preparation for the Indy 500 right around the corner.
It's in our name. We're Firestone Complete Auto Care.
That's Saul. He's a store manager. And Saul knows there's no job too big or too small for the expert technicians who are committed to keeping your car running newer, longer. From a new set of tires and an oil change to brake service and complete vehicle inspections.
We do everything.
That's right. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Helping our neighbors since 1926.
Gasoline Alley is the place where activity is for now before we begin preparation for the 109th Indianapolis 500 with track activity on Tuesday. And the question remains, will anyone be able to slow the momentum of Alex Palou? He has won all but one race, and in the one race he didn't win to start the NTT IndyCar Series season, he finished second. Track activity gets underway Tuesday, May 13th at 2:15 Eastern time in the afternoon. It'll run until 6 p.m., and then split sessions the rest of the week, Wednesday, May 14th, from noon Eastern until 3 o'clock. And then again from 3 o'clock Eastern until 6 p.m. Again, that is the schedule for Wednesday, Thursday, and Fast Friday, when they dial up the boost and the speeds hopefully increase. And then qualifying is set for this weekend at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Harry Douglas here. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But when you're traveling for work and your hotel doesn't offer any, you're forced to make do with peanuts and an energy bar as you sprint off to your shift. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. We refuse to let you go to work hungry, and I mean refuse, and aim to send you off fueled up. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
Back with you to wrap things up here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Spencer on Sports coming away next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And He will have your next chance to enter into the Spring into Cash giveaway. That'll be coming up at approximately 5:30. Then Todd will have your next chance after that from 6:30 until 9 on Tuesday morning. And we mentioned Cup Baseball coming up tonight for you. Talked about the Hawkeyes and the Oregon Ducks a little bit. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for those three games coming up. Important games for both the Ducks and the Hawks. And, of course, tonight, the NBA Draft Lottery. Isaac is all ready. He's got his rabbit's foot over there. And anything else? Do you believe in lucky superstitions or omens or anything like that?
No, just hope. That's it. Just hope and delusion. Those are the two that'll get me through.
This may be more exciting than Wednesday's NFL release. It's a dog and pony show anymore, isn't it, with all the leaks and whatnot?
Yeah, we're going to have everything leaked out by then anyway.
And it's been that way. I mean, Cowboys, Eagles, Thursday night.
I am not happy with the Chiefs Friday night Brazil game. I refer to Packer fan Spencer to my right, who's Jordan Love's injury last year on that atrocious field, kept him out. At least, well, they brought him back very early. But, yeah, they better have had an off-season of maintenance on that field.
I don't think too many people are going to cry for your Chiefs, Scott.
I know. Question is, does Taylor go to Brazil? That's the bigger question at this point. And we know all the international games right now, and there are going to be a couple more games that are going to be leaked out, well, announced on, I know CBS is going to announce, the NFL Network is going to have an announcement on their morning show. So we're going to know a great deal. You know who you're playing already.
You know the opponents.
Yeah, it's just going to be a matter of what day, what week, et cetera, et cetera. And once we get that taken care of, then, that Eagles-Cowboys on opening night, that should be a lot of fun at the link.
Come Thursday, you'll have your annual rant about how many times the Cowboys are on TV.
Well, they're going to be on seven times. We know that. That's a given. Everybody has to be on. At least once.
Yep.
How many times are the Bears going to be on, Mark?
I don't know. The Bears got one of the toughest schedules in the league.
Yeah, I think second
so
toughest.
The opponents will be good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think you're going to get.
I'm going to say three. Three
I think
and a
you're
half
gonna
is
get
over
more.
Or under.
I think you're going to get more. Okay. I think you're going to get four or five Bear national broadcasts this year. Kayla Williams has a lot of clout. So I think you're going to be happy with that. I think that. There are rumors to the effect the Chiefs are going to be in Dallas on Thanksgiving.
That'll be good.
Eh. Better than Christmas. Better than Christmas Day. All right, stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. We'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon at 3. You've been listening to The Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Have a great night.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000,